Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish.
Welcome to the Coffee Break Spanish show. Yo soy Mark.
Y yo soy Anabel.
And in this brand new series from Coffee Break Spanish, we are going to be helping you take your Spanish to the next level with our weekly episodes.
Wow, sounds great, ¿no?
¿Qué tal te va?
A mí bien. ¿Y ahora qué has dicho eso? I'm very excited.
Yo con muchas ganas de empezar este nuevo proyecto.
Bueno, pues sí. The good thing is that maybe you are like listening to the podcast. In that case, remember to subscribe to our podcast in wherever you listen to it. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's the video. In that case, also remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Absolutely. So we've got a video version of this podcast and an audio version so that you can learn wherever and whenever the notion takes you. Anabel, ¿qué vamos a hacer hoy?
Bueno, pues hoy we are going like to learn or to practice how to pronounce something that might be challenging in Spanish.
This is probably one of the biggest questions and the most common questions that we get here at Coffee Break Spanish. How do you pronounce the letter R, whether it's a single R or a double R?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we are going like to find out in this episode.
¿Estás lista?
Yo sí, ¿tú?
Listísimo. Vamos a empezar. So, Anabel, tell us, first of all, about the single R.
Okay, so let's learn how like to pronounce that single R. Mm-hmm. And for that, I think that you can help because I remember how you taught it like for the first time, uh-huh. like when I heard it and I loved it. And it's about accents.
Yeah, so this is where I get a little embarrassed because I am going to have to put on a sort of bad American accent here to explain how you pronounce a single R in Spanish. And if you think of the word bottle, but think of how that would be said in like New York. And again, apologies. This is not to embarrass anyone, just me. It's only me that's going to get embarrassed here. But if you say bottle, mm-hmm. that t sound in there that you're saying bottle is kind of like a flick with your tongue.
Yeah.
That's a Spanish R.
Yes, that is, yeah. But in case you're not good with accents like me, don't worry because we are also going like to tell you where like to put that tongue. Mm-hmm. We need like to take the tip of the tongue mm-hmm. and just like run it like up the teeth.
Yeah.
And with the D or T, what we do is just like kind of like touch it and mm-hmm. that's it. But with the R, we are going like to caress it gently. So it's going to be like
R. I kind of flick.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. So I think what we should do, what would be helpful here is if we put that sound into some other sounds so that we can hear what happens when it's in between two vowels, for mm-hmm. example.
Yeah. So just like to practice some drills, mm-hmm. you and also like the listener can practice. So the first one and the easiest one will be ara.
Ara.
Mm-hmm. Are.
Are.
Ari.
Ari.
Aro.
Aro.
Aru.
Aru.
And then we can change the vowels.
Yeah.
So it would be like era,
era,
ere,
ere,
eri,
eri,
ero,
ero,
eru,
eru,
and so on.
So each time we're hearing that very soft r, r.
Mm-hmm.
And if you again think back to bottle, it's that same sound that we use there. Not a bottle, the way I would say bottle in my Scottish English, but bottle in a kind of American accent. Again, not wanting to offend in any way. Okay, that's the sound, but we hear this sound in many words.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at some Spanish words that have this single R sound in it.
Okay, so for example, one that is very useful is caro.
Caro. So caro means dear or expensive.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Caro.
Mm-hmm. Era.
Era. So that's from the verb ser, it was.
Eso es. Giro.
Giro.
That's so, like a turn.
Yeah, I turn from the girar.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And huerto.
Huerto. So huerto. Now, that's not between two vowels. It mm-hmm. leads into a T there. So huerto is the same sound, but mm-hmm. huerto is a garden.
Suez. And when we have a single R just before a consonant, then we are going to have that like simple R, as you mentioned, mm-hmm. because we have like to be careful if it goes after that consonant, then we have a different sound.
Different. We'll get there. So that so far is the single R in Spanish. Really straightforward. Just think of bottle, as I said. Caro, era, giro, huerto.
Yeah. Perfecto.
Now, what about the double R?
Okay, so for that one, the first thing that we need to know is where to put the tongue. And we know. So we are going like to keep it there, okay? Just like in the upper part of your teeth, like mm-hmm. a little bit above. And then just like keep it there and exhale air.
Yeah.
And with time, with practice, if it helps you, try to say like PR, like brrr, mm-hmm. or brrr. Mm-hmm. That might help you to pronounce like that double R.
Okay, now I know that as a Scot,
yeah.
I probably have an advantage here because we use a R sound all the time. The red ragged rocks and all that kind of thing. But it's definitely a little trickier, perhaps, if you're not from an area where that R sound is used regularly.
Yeah.
As Annabelle said, if we put our tongues just above the back of your teeth and then blow down, almost blow down either side.
Yeah.
And then let your tongue start to wiggle. And you can also combine it with another consonant, like brr, brr, trr, and
yeah,
so on.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah. Okay. And once that we get like that that sound, then we can start combining it with some vowels.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, we can say ra.
Ra.
Re.
Re.
Ri.
Ri.
Ro.
Ro.
Ru.
Ru.
And this is kind of like easier. I don't want to say easy, but it's easier because we start with that r sound.
Mm-hmm.
Once that we master that, then we have arra.
Arra.
R.
R. Oh, that wasn't a very good one. R.
Excellent. Irri.
Irri.
Oro.
Oro.
Urru.
Urru. So you can hear the double R in there. It's very clear. And what I think we then need to see is how that would then sound in some words.
Mm-hmm. So for that, I just chose like a one, like it was a little bit tricky. That is carretera.
Right. So the reason this is tricky is because it's got both R's in it.
Yes.
So we've got the double R, carre, and then a single R, tera.
Eso es.
Carretera.
Uh-huh, perfecto. So if you struggle with that one, just as you have done, start with carre, 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 and then tera, 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 and you combine.
Together. Carre, 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 tera, tera, tera.
Mm-hmm.
Carretera.
Perfecto.
Okay, now when it comes to pronunciation, there's one thing that I always love doing, and that is a little bit of a tongue twister. And I think you've prepared some tongue twisters for us today.
Of course, some trabalenguas.
Trabalenguas, so trabalenguas. Now that's TR,
mm-hmm.
and the R comes after the T.
Uh-huh.
So in that situation, we have the double R sound, don't we?
Uh-huh, it's a strong R, so trabalenguas.
Trabalenguas. Okay, let's hear your first trabalengua.
So it is tres. Tristes tigres tragan trigo en un trigal.
Madre mía. So there we've got tres tristes tigres tragan trigo en un trigal.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Every one of those R's is that strong R sound, the same R sound that we hear with a double R, like carro.
Eso es, sí.
Now, as with English tongue twisters, very often they don't really make a lot of sense. And this one is no different. So three sad tigers devour wheat in a wheat field.
Eso es, sí.
Let's give our listeners and viewers a chance to repeat this particular tongue twister. Go for it.
Okay, so tres tristes tigres tragan trigo en un trigal.
Tres tristes tigres tragan trigo en un trigal.
Eso es, perfecto.
Okay, let's do another one.
Okay, this one is el carril del tren es rápido, caro y raro.
Now, that's a mixture of R sounds in there. We've got some double R sounds and single R sounds, strong and weak R's. So, el carril is the rail del tren, of the train, the railway line, I guess. Es rápido, so a strong R there, rápido. It's fast, caro, expensive, y raro.
Yeah, that's the tricky one.
So rare. Raro. The first R is a strong R because it starts the word.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second R is a soft R because it's in the middle. It's an intervocalic R.
Eso es.
In between two vowels. Raro.
Muy bien, perfecto.
Let's hear the same sentence again, but we'll leave time for our listeners to repeat.
El carril del tren es rápido, caro y raro.
El carril del tren es rápido, caro y raro.
Perfecto, sí.
Bien. Let's do one more.
Okay, so it's el perro de Pedro rasca a la rata.
Okay, so we've got el perro, dog, the dog, with a double R. El perro de Pedro, of Pedro, rasca a la rata. So he scratches the rat.
Yes.
It's not very pleasant, this one. But we've got mostly, in fact, we've got all double R sounds, like strong R sounds in there, even though some are just single R's in terms of the spelling. El perro de Pedro rasca a la rata.
Mm-hmm.
See, I did something there with that last R, and I don't think I did it correctly. Because I'm thinking it's la rata, it becomes almost intervocalic, but because we've got la rata, do we still make it a strong R?
Yes, it's la rata.
La rata. Muy bien.
Perfecto.
Yeah. Pues ya está. Would you want to do that one more time for our listeners?
Yeah. El perro de Pedro rasca a la rata.
El perro de Pedro rasca a la rata.
Perfecto.
We hope that you have enjoyed this lesson of Coffee Break Spanish. If you'd like to see a written version of all of the content of this lesson, then you can check out our blog article. We've put together a blog article explaining how to pronounce single R's and double R's and also how they work in different situations at the beginning of words and so on. And you can find that article at the link in the description of this podcast episode.
And if you would like more help with your Spanish, like getting regular free emails, lessons, then visit coffeebreaklanguages.com/Spanish.
And you can look out for the next mini lesson in your inbox very soon if you subscribe to that option.
Hi.
Muchas gracias, Anabel.
Gracias a ti y a vosotros.
Sí, y estaremos de vuelta muy pronto con otro episodio de Coffee Break Spanish. But for now,
happy coffee breaking.
Adiós.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radio Lingua Network. Copyright 2023, Radio Lingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023, Radio Lingua Limited. All rights reserved.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.